Random House Audio presents Treasure Mountain by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by David Strathairn. Chapter 1. To kill a man, my dear, is not always to make an end of him. The statement was made by André Baston.
But after 20 years? 20 years? Said the woman.
A lifetime to you, Fanny? But only yesterday to a man like your Uncle Philip.
But how could anyone know? It all happened so long ago, and so far away.
Nevertheless, a man is here in New Orleans, and he is asking questions. His name is Sackett.
What?
Orrin Sackett. He is an attorney, a lawyer. He has the same name as the man who went to the Western Mountains with Pierre. Fanny Baston was small, slender, voluptuous, and beautiful. Her shoulders were soft and amazingly white. Her lips were warm and a little full, and her eyes were large. She shrugged.
What difference can it make?
Let him ask his questions. We simply know nothing. Who is left who could possibly know anything? André scowled. I do not know. Nobody, perhaps. But I do not like him asking questions. If Philip ever found out, it would be the end, Paul said. The end. He would cut us off, leave us nothing.
You, perhaps, Fanny said to André. But I was a baby, not 5 years old, and Paul, you were not even in your teens. We had nothing to do with it.
Do you think that would matter? Said Paul. Uncle Philip only needs an excuse to cut us all off. You too. You aren't exactly his pride and joy, you know.
Then,
she leaned forward, dusting the ash of her small cigar.